The Art of Work, Section 17. It is better to be criticized by the wise than praised by the foolish, for the chatter of fools is like the crackling of burning twigs under a pot, a lot of noise, but nothing is accomplished. Excessive praise, however, can turn the wise into fools, for flattery corrupts the mind. Finishing a task is better than starting one, and endurance is better than enthusiasm. Control your temper. For anger grows in the heart of a fool, and do not say that the past was better than the present, for that is a foolish perspective. Wisdom is like an inheritance in that it provides an ongoing benefit to the living. Although wealth gives a measure of security, the advantage of wisdom is that it preserves the lives of those who acquire it. Qohelet sees speech as one of the primary indicators of a life being lived wisely or foolishly. In this section, he tells us that fools talk on and on, but nothing positive or productive comes from all their words. It is wasted air. It's a lot of empty noise. Wisdom places a high value on carefully chosen words, and there is an old proverb that tells us the right words, spoken at the right time, are like golden apples in a silver bowl. When you consider that each of us now has the knowledge of good and evil within us, and the power of speech at our disposal, it is no wonder there is such a contrast between foolish and wise words. When you look back through human history, there have always been those wise people who cautioned others to be careful about how they used their words. Our speech has great potential to do incredible harm to others, and it takes only a few words to start a devastating war. Qohelet notes that even positive words used falsely to earn favor through flattery will have a negative effect and prevent us from seeing the true situation we are in. The potential for our words to be used incorrectly can cause us to clam up and not use our speech for good purposes. Rather than taking the risk of being misunderstood, we keep our thoughts to ourselves and operate under a rule of speaking as little as possible, especially in matters that have potential to go awry. Qohelet tells us that the wise will understand what steps to take, that even when things are tense and problems abound, the wise will see a course of action. But there are also those times when we just simply back off and remain silent under the pretense of being wise. Knowing when to speak and what to say is truly one of the most difficult decisions we will make, and that is why it's one of the greatest indicators of who is actually living wisely. Simply avoiding saying anything at all is not the answer, for then we rob those around us of those golden words that can brighten their day. At times, it may be better to be thought a sentimental old fool than to clam up and withdraw from others. My name is Vance Newdorf, and these are my daily reflections on the Book of Ecclesiastes. Thank you for listening.